I shouldn't be bouncing when I'm going to the meetings, but I have to come a little bit late to show that I'm there. Also, I would mention, it's up here, that Sunday is there's a wedding in New York. There's Mandy Weinberg's wedding. I'm going in for the wedding, and you know, I regretfully I can't do it. But I mean, Simon does the trick. He goes, he sneaks out, but I don't think I can do that at a wedding, because if I'm coming in for the wedding, there's always a possibility they might call me up at the chuppah. I have no way of knowing, so, you know. When I was a bacher, I never went to the chuppah. My wife says I was crazy, but when I was a bacher, I never went to the chuppah. I came to a wedding, I gave a mazel tov at the chassan's tish, and then I disappeared for the chuppah, because I figured the chassan needs me in the chuppah like a walking cup, and then I came back for the, you know, for the first dance or whatever. But now I can't do that anymore, because I'm not much of a first dancer, but there's always a danger that I might get called up at the chuppah. So I can't, regretfully.
Some people don't view it as dangerous.
Simon's trick.
If a Rebbe's coming in from out of town as a Rosh Yeshiva, he's definitely going to be called up.
Yeah, so I don't know for definitely, but either way, I can't give share during, you know, on the phone. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
That works for me. I also have a wedding, so.
Okay. It's not like when I was a bacher, someone argued with me. I told someone that when I was a bacher, I never went to a wedding. He said that's against the halacha, because it's chasam chas kawas doicha tam adaira.
Right.
So I don't know. I find it that it might be in there. It doesn't even add simchas chasam kawas, because he doesn't even know that I'm not there. He thinks I'm there. I gave him out of it to chasam tish. He doesn't know if I'm there or not there. I don't know if that adds simchas chasam kawas, because there's another body sitting there, and he knows how many bodies are sitting there. I don't know.
I really would like to know. Did Rebbe go over yesterday's shir?
I was doing shir and it was my wife was pregnant.
One second.
And we went to chasna.
Let's go back to learning.
Yes, I want to go back to, but okay.
Right. Yeah, yesterday, Rebbe made a stupid.
I did want to say that if someone knows the halacha, because someone told me that halachically I was incorrect. So I am curious. If anyone knows the halacha, are you allowed to walk out of the chuppah if you don't think the chassan will notice you? Okay. Anyway, if you ask someone, if you see a paisik, you can ask him the shayla and let me know. Okay. So we're doing in Taisus. So Taisus, I don't know. Yeah, what were you saying? I don't even remember.
There was a chiluk Rebbe said according to the Nesivos doesn't fit into Taisus, because his legabe is not a true legabe. And you wanted to say defending the Nesivos? No. I'm saying the chilik between the Nesivos and Lagabe and your Lagabe.
Nesivos is Lagabe and your.
You said you had a different shot in Tosfos that argues with the Nesivos.
The Nesivos wasn't saying Lagabe. The Nesivos was saying that there's two different shlichos.
Nesivos, I was saying, I don't remember what I said yesterday, because I give share the same thing. I don't remember it clearly, but I think I know what I hold. So I'll say it again, whether I don't remember, is that even though the Nesivos quotes Taisus, basically he agrees that Taisus is completely different than what he's saying, because he says so at the Beferish at the end.
Right.
So he's only bringing a riot to Taisus to some small point. But basically, him and Taisus are two totally different things. The Nesivos' Svara is relatively simple. I don't say simple, but it's easy. It's an easy that there are two totally different dinim of shlichus, because in order and not that one's easier than the other, but they're different.
Right.
Like there's a job of you have a leak in your sink, you call a plumber. If you're going, you're sick, you go to a doctor. I don't think one job is harder, one job's easier, but they're different. You wouldn't call the same person for both jobs.
So yesterday said there's a power of attorney dinim chalos.
Right. So there's one thing that can make a chalais for you, which is a tremendous chiddush that he can make a chalais. But for that, you do not need that he has to be mamish kamaischa. You just need that you can, so to speak, like in a lot of the yeshiva sharet, they say you transfer to him your kayach and he does it. It's not really you're doing it, it's he does it. For example, I don't want to get into the whole sugya, but if we had in the sugya in Gittin, that the shaita, who the get has to be owned, the paper has to be owned by the person who's in Megarish. So who has to own the paper of the get, the shliach or the mishaleach? So we happen to paskin that either way works. It's an interesting thing. But the ma'isa, if the paper is owned by the mishaleach, by the shliach, pshat is the shliach is making the gerishim, because the shliach is the shliach's paper. So the pshat and shlichus, at least one possibility of pshat and shlichus, is that I give you the right, the power to make this chalais. So now you make the chalais. So you're making the chalais. You go ahead and you use your paper. There's a base mayor, which I once showed it to Rav David Harris, and he told me it's so bizarre that he's not even going to be gairis it. But I showed it to him anyway, because we had an argument with him about something. So I brought a ride from a base mayor, so he just told me it's too wild, so it's too bizarre. But the base mayor says that, and also I think it's in Gittin, that in the sugya that ain't get achar misa, that if you made a shliach, there's a havamina that yesh get achar misa, because the shliach's still alive. And the shliach has, the power was given to the shliach. So now the shliach's still alive. So what do I care if the husband's dead? Shliach's alive. The shliach's the one that's making the gershon. So at least there was a havamina. There was a havamina to say that that's why you need an extra, you know, that there's a din of ain't get achar misa, but you need an extra mishnah to tell me ain't get achar misa after, when there's a mina shlichus, because you would have a havamina to say that since the way shlichus works is I transfer, obviously not the marriage, the mishaleach's not out to be with this lady, but I transfer the bitus of the gershon to the mishaleach, to the shliach. So if the shliach's still alive, he can divorce the wife. I mean, that's the way that's just, he wouldn't be even the gairis says there's such a possibility. He says it can't be. So Ida Beis Meir says it. Okay. You see, you know, the lines that she once said, you see strange things in Sfarim sometimes, but he's not working with it. Refused to accept it. But the Maisa, there's such a crazy idea and a half of the concept. The concept is that the way shlichus works is I'm giving you the power. I'm giving you the bitus.
Right.
So you're not giving me. I'm not making you me. I'm just giving you the power of eternity. You have the right to make such a chalais. But that would never in a million years, so to speak, work for Einshim. Because Einshim shot is that I did the Aveira. So for Einshim, it's a whole different system that your action is transferred to me. Now, just because your action is transferred to me doesn't mean it can make a chalais, because it's not mamish like I did it, and who says it can make a chalais? So there's basically two different systems of shlichus. One that you have the bitus to make a chalais. One is that you have can transfer an action, and they have different gedarim. There are two different shlichus. So one's learned from one pasuk, one's learned from a different pasuk. The fact that you have a miyat of katan from one doesn't tell you anything about the other, because right. they have nothing to do with each other. It's just coincidental that they both happen to be called the same name, Sheikh Shadam Kamaiso, right. Which is a little funny, but they're really nothing to do with each other. They're two different dinim from learned from two psukim. It's like a real typical Shnei Dim Nefradim, where even though the Gemara refers them both with the name Shlucha Shandim Kamaiso, but they have nothing to do with each other. Two different din shlichas.
And Taisus, let's go back to Taisus now.
Taisus obviously disagrees, because Taisus says that the fact that the Torah was memayet katan from Truma,
right,
which is where you make a chalais, then memayet katan is nismayet from Shilachas Abira, which is the other type of shlichas. So therefore that means that Taisus holds that all shlichas are one. That it's one shlichus, and if it's one shlichus, and by one, it may at the other, because there's one form of shlichus. It's not two forms of shlichus. It's one form of shlichus. You're me. If you're me, so you can make my chalosim, you can do my maisim. it, you're me, you're me. And if you're not me, you're not me. And it's just one din shlichus, one din of kamaiso.
And what's the legabe then?
What?
What's the legabe?
So now comes along Taisus and says that when you have a shlichus, ain't shlichus varavera. So ain't shlichus varavera is predicated on divrei rav, divrei Talmud. Now, we don't exactly know what the svara of divrei rav, divrei Talmud is according to Taisus. Rashi says, L'hoyed Olasos, we don't exactly know what that means. Or, you know, so what if L'hoyed Olasos? But it's what I'm, so let's leave that ambiguous. I don't know. But divrei rav, divrei Talmud somehow or another kills the shlichus. So according to Taisus, that there's only one din shlichus. So logically, if it kills the din shlichus, it should kill the one din shlichus. Since it's one din shlichus that you're kamaiso, since you're kamaiso, you can make a chalais and you can do the maisa. If you're not kamaiso, you can't do the chalais, you can't do the maisa. There's one din that's shlichus. So then if there's a blockage that doesn't allow you to become kamaiso, so you can't have any din shlichus.
Okay.
So comes along Taivis in his Havamina. Now Taivis in his answer number two, maybe Enochinami holds that way. We're not sure what the machloek is between answer number one and answer number two. But answer number one clearly doesn't hold that way because answer number one says, I take it back. It's not clearly. It's a machloekes meforshim, where their tzivus in answer number one holds that the kedushin is chal. Right? I saw who says the fairish? I forgot who I saw. Some people say, and we spoke this out yesterday, that there are those people that say that Taivis in his first answer also agrees that the Kedushin is not Chal. Why didn't Taivis answer it? Because he thought it wasn't Mashmah and the Lashon and the Gemara. Who said that? I saw that in a very early Achlin, but I forgot who.
Beginning of the studio, Rebbe mentioned the Noid of Yehuda may be saying that.
It could be that you just said, but that's not who I saw it today. I saw it today.
Lechem Abirim, maybe?
In who?
Lechem Abirim?
It could be. I don't remember who I saw it today. But I did see that recently, today. And I just don't remember. It could be that the Noid Yehuda, that sounds right. But I did not look at the Noid Yehuda today or yesterday. And I saw it today or yesterday. So I'm sorry, I don't remember who I saw it in. But someone definitely said that. That it just fits in very nice. You know, the lashon of the, but not that Taivis knew that the kedushin is not chal. But the simple reading of Taivis, and like Rav Nosson Meltzer said, that the shita brings Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that beferish, right? Rabbeinu Peretz in the
Gilyan, you mean?
What?
The Gilyan or the Rabbeinu Peretz?
No, the next Rabbeinu Peretz, the one after the Gilyan.
Oh, okay.
The Feirish. The next Rabbeinu Peretz is Urakuno Lishin Docha Chayre Kedushin, Kimikacho Shliach, Urinian Aveira Pligi Mechaivi Mishaych Olo. So that's clearly saying that there's such a possibility that the Kedushin is Chau. And the only shayit is in the Aveira.
Right.
So this other person, whoever it was, the reason why they didn't learn that, they say claim that in Svara that makes no sense. And they said that no one, Taivis could have never hold such a thing because it's illogical. So, but you see, there is such a shita. But the Maisa, so according to this Rabbeinu Peretz, if he's learning that shayit, he learned that shayit in Taisis, so that's already a legabe. That's a much, much difficult. That's a real negabi. The night nesivis is not a negabi. The nesivis is shnei dinim nefradim. There are two separate shlichas. So you can have one and you can't have the other. You can have one without the other because they're really not the same din. They just happen to be called shlichas, but they're two totally different shlichas. So the fact that you have one shlichas without the other shlichas is not a stira because they're two different shlichas. But Taisus, who learned that both shlichus is the same, so that already, to have one without the other, which is clearly what Rabbeinu Peretz says, Taisus held in his question and his first answer, so that's already a legabe, that you have you have one shlichus. You have the gabe, the din of chalois kedushin, you're a shliach. But the gabe, the din of aveira, you're not a shliach, you're not kemaiso, even though there's only one din of kemaiso. So that's already a much a harder sara. That's a legabe sara. Yeah, Rafi, you look like you're about to say something. No, it sounds good. I think it sounds good. So if no one has said something, then I will go further. So yesterday, I think we had a very interesting shaida. The shaida was like this. This is a tifa shaida, and I don't know the answer. According to Tyson, legabe. And even though there's only one din shlichus, you can be a shliach legabi the chalais and not legabi the maisa, even though the chalais and the maisa are only one din shlichus. So what would happen according to Tavis if I made you a shliach for two maisa averis, and one is a bar chiyuva and one's not a bar chiyuva? Example, simple case. I tell an isha, act when he cut in on Shabbos, right? Very simple case. So on the Gabi, the Metzias of, for the Aveira of act when he cut in, not a lav bar chiyuva. Therefore, you should be a shliach. For the Aveira of Shabbos, she is a bar chiyuva. So there shouldn't be shlichus. So what would Taisa say? Would Taisa say that, listen, my shita is, that you can say the gabis. You can go ahead and take one shlichus, because it's one shlichus, it's the same shlichus that makes for the aveir and for the kedushin, and you can split. So just like you can split, when there's a problem of ain shef and the bar there, you're not a shliach. When there's no problem, you are a shliach. So here also, there's two aveiras. One aveira, you're bar chiyuva, there's a problem of Ein Shechet V'Aravera. One Avera, you're not a Bar Chiyuva, there's no problem of Ein Shechet
V'Aravera.
So we'll split it, and we'll say that Ligabi the Avera of Akti Nikotin, you are a Shliach, and Ligabi the Avera of Shabbos, you're not a Shliach.
No, it's not Mestaver.
Or do we say that, listen, even though the Taibis holds you can split, and even though Taibis holds that the shlichus for aveira and shlichus for chalois is one shlichus, but even though it's one shlichus, it's shy to make a legabi there. For it, it's different enough that it's shy to make a legabi. But within the aveiras, which are so overlapping, it's not shy to make a legabi. That was the question that I think at the end of shir yesterday we were left on, we did not know. Okay, I don't know. I'm glad. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you're bar chiyuva on one, it schleps in the other. It's like almost like a migu.
I don't know, because I don't know what the svara. I suspect Tavis doesn't learn divrei rav like you're learning it. Because if Tavis learned divrei rav lo simply like Rashi, then you can never make the legabi as far as the chalois kedushin either. So you have to say that Tavis is probably learning Divrei Rav like something like Rabbi Akiva Hager, that and therefore it's shlichus of an Aveira, and the Torah never gave shlichus for Aveiras.
Except, Rabbi, in case of Koyim being Mekadesh,
doesn't apply. What?
In case of Koyim being Mekadesh, Tavis is very clear, even though the Koyim's not doing the Isra there, it's not Isra for him per se, but he's Mitzuva in it, that somehow makes him considered
Bar Chiyuva. Okay, so that somehow doesn't, you have that svara, that you're Mitzuvah on this Aveira, you can't be a Shliach for an Aveira. But since the...
But isn't that by itself very different from the case of the woman with Shabbos? In the case of the woman with Shabbos, clearly she's usher for her because she can't be Michal Shabbos. She will be Michal Shabbos.
Yeah, that's why the Gabi Shabbos, she's definitely ain't Shliach as Bar Aveira. But the question is, she's doing simultaneously two things. She's doing a Bevas Achas. She's doing an Isser Shabbos, and she's also doing an Isser of cutting the hair. So do we say that the Gabe, iser of cutting the hair, she's a shliach, because since the gabi that is no problem of Eishef as Arveda, because you're allowed bar chiyuva. So therefore, the you could be a shliach for that. It's one nicer.
What I'm suggesting is that
you can't split the one nicer, but you did it according to Taisus, the gabi the chalais kedushin, even though it's one thing. Are you, because it's Taisus holds, it's only one thing to shliach on the
gabi. What I'm suggesting is Taisus could be mechalik in whether or not the person themselves is doing an avera. Meaning, it could be like, for example, let's say it was a different thing. Let's say it was a kohen who was marrying Master Grishasa. So he's got two Isser. He's got an Isser of marrying Grusha and an Isser Master Grishasa. So on the Master Grishasa, the Yisrael is Mechayev. So he asked Yisrael to do that. So over there, it could be, you could split it because the Metzias is, the Yisrael is not doing any Avera. He's just in the Parsha, so he's considered Bar Chiyuva. But if someone is actually doing an Avera, how can we see that it gets passed on? It's Usser. It's Usser for you to do it. It's not your Bar Chiyuva, not Bar Chiyuva. Right. It's Usser for you to do it.
So what's Usser for me to do it? So what?
What?
So what? So
nothing's going to get passed on. So you can't do it.
I'm not passing that on. I'm passing something else on. If I was Mekayesh and Isha on Shabbos, if I made you a shliach to be Mekayesh and Isha on Shabbos, right? Let's say in order to be Mekayesh, you have to do a malacha. And I make you a shliach to do a malacha and Mekayesh and Isha on Shabbos. Like the Isha is going to be Mekudeshes by my plowing her field. Right? I tell the Isha, Harei at Mekudeshes Li, with the fact that I'm plowing your field on Shabbos, because with that pleasure. And I make someone a shliach to plow the field for me on Shabbos. So the chayra, I think it's pretty pasha that quantizes. You ain't shliach with varavera to gabi the plow. The shliach is over on the Isser Shabbos, but the mishaleach is married.
Because, no, so what I'm suggesting
because,
is that
so
no,
even though the mishaleach, the shliach is doing a maisa avera, nonetheless, he's their shlichus, and the mishaleach is married.
No,
so it's the same thing. If instead of the doing an avera of plowing the field, they cut the avera is cutting the hair on Shabbos.
No, but we don't know that Tosfos holds. I mean, all we know is that in a case where someone's a bar chiyuva and they're not doing the lav, and Tosfos says specifically because if he would do it himself, he would be over a lav. He's not doing a lav, so over there we can say you can split. But we don't know in case where your mom is doing a lav that we could also say you could split.
Okay, we don't know. So fine. Okay, we don't know.
But we don't know from Tosfos.
We don't know. But so I'm allowed to have an opinion. I think that in the case that I said, that I made a shliach to Mekayesh and Isha by plowing the field, I'm pretty sure that Taivitz would say the Kedushin is chal. Even though the shliach is doing an Isser, big gufo, be a da, you know, I think so. I think that's the same as over here. So I don't know. So the Maisa, let me get back to what we were trying to say yesterday because we're running late. Not running late. So we had this shaita yesterday. Everyone's ganging up on me. Everyone says I'm wrong. Okay, I'm not gonna Baruch Hashem. I'm a very big bad guy, so I don't get into
it. I just for the record, I think the Rebbe's the pasta sheet. I don't even know what they're saying.
Okay, thank you. Oh, now you help my ego. Okay, so I was gonna get depressed. So okay, now I'm not getting depressed anymore. So the Maaser shot this: if you have two averes, bevas achas, according to Taisus, what would happen? So. If assuming the svara is, assuming not like Rav Nosson Meltzer, assuming not like Benjamin Simon, and you say that if you're according to Davis Shita that you split, so you split there also. So then there's a tremendous kasha on Taisus. What was Taisus going ahead and asking a kasha? That the man, that the shliach is over, and if they either, okay. So what's the difference? Let's say I said even if he's over a different avera, so we split. The gabi the avera that you're over, there's no shlichus, and the gabi the avera everything else there is shlichus. So what do I care? Well, the shlich is over on if nayiver. Yeah, shikayach. So what? But he's still so the gabi if nayiver there's no shlichus, which is totally irrelevant because for if nayiver you don't need shlichus because if nayiver. You know, it's not over because of shlichus. So it's totally irrelevant if there's shlichus or not, because you're over if they're over because you cause it, not because you're a shliach. And the And the Gabi, the Avera, lo yikach, you're not, and that's transferred to the Mishamayach. So if I am right, let me finish my thought. So if I am right, if I'm wrong, that once you're a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi, one Avera, it causes that there's no Shlichas, the Gabi, any Avera. Okay, so then I understand Taivis's problem. The Taivis's problem was, since you're a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi, Lifnei Yiver, so that it should kill the Shlichas, and once it kills the Shlichas, it should kill the Shlichas, also the Gabi, the Yikach, which is a different Avera, but if you're a Bar Chiyuva for one, you're a Bar Chiyuva for the other. But if you say that when you're a Bar Chiyuva for one Avera, it doesn't affect the other, so someone Shir mentioned that the Panovich Rav, right, I forgot who said that, that the Panovich Rav says that the Lifnei Yiver is the same Avera.
I did.
Yes, okay, we'll give you credit. So then also, it wouldn't be enough, what I'm saying would not be right. But assuming the pashtus, that if Naivir is not the same Avera, okay, working with the pashtus, so it's not the same Avera, and making two assumptions, assuming that it's not the same Avera, and assuming that Taivis is Shitaso, that holds you can split, so you can split also if you have two Averas. So what's Taivis's problem? So what if there's Lifnayivir? Why does Taivis have to say the Afal Gabda there's Lifnayivir? So what? So you won't be a Shlich, Lagabi Lifnayivir.
Isn't he Mechadish Lagabi in the Teretz?
So Pashib Shah, no, Pashib Shah, Taivis always worked with this subfunction of different character. Taivis asked him Tomar that was predicated on the assumption that we split. Taivis' answer is the second answer that we don't split. But Taivis in Tomar was predicated on the assumption that we do split. So Taivis wasn't Mechadesh that we split. Taivis starts out with the Pashas that we split. But
Taivis is saying just in the Lifnei Yiver that it's the whole split when it's a separate Nidain or a separate Maisel or separate, we could see it. But anything that's Shaychus to that same mitzvah, right? I don't know if anybody remember the punishment I'm saying, but anything that's shaychus to that, so that's already a different sug. That means it's already Bachiyuv Gabi this thing.
Okay, so that's close to what Nassim Melch said about the punishment of Sharab, that somehow this Naiver is in the same family. Yeah, I hear. So I would. I'm sorry, yes.
Would Rebbe say the same thing in the case of this Kedushin where it was Machzor Kedushaso, where the Isser on the Yisrael of Machzor Kedushaso was on the Kedushin itself? L'chor, you can't split it there because if the Kedushin doesn't work, it doesn't work. It doesn't make a difference that he's not in of a Marian Grusha. He's including the Isser of Machzor Kedushaso. I mean, if it's Shabbos, which is tangential, it happens to be you did the Kedushin on Shabbos, so therefore it's a separate thing. But if the Isser that he's mechuyev on, that he's obligated on is one that is integral to the Kedushin happening, so then you can't say you split. You can't say, well, you're going to split because of Machzor Kedushaso, but you're not going to get, because he's not on a regular Grusha because he's not a Kohen. So then how does the Kedushin work?
Okay, that's your opinion.
Rebbe would say that it should work in the case of Yisrol?
Yes.
Why? How's the Kedushin called?
See, in Taisa, so you split. Taivis all is one form of Shlichas, and the one din of Shlichas, and making Kemaisel to get the Chalai Shlichas, and making Kemaisel to do the Avera is all the same thing. It's either you're Kemaisel or you're not Kemaisel, and yet we split it. So if Taivis says you can split.
But for a coin, we don't split it, right?
That's because he's a Bar Chiyuva on the Avera.
So
Avera.
You're the Yisrael is a Bar Chiyuva on Machzor Kedushaso.
But he's a Bar Chiyuva on Machzor Kedushaso, but we're talking about a different, completely, the Avera of Machzor Kedushaso and the Avera of Kohen marrying a Grusha have no shaykhs to each other. They're two totally
but
different.
Neither one of them would forbid this person from marrying
the
this.
Same Maisa, but the same, but they're totally unrelated.
But isn't that enough to block it from working because of actually
No, because that the two different Averis, and Taivis holds that we can split within, just like Taivis says, we split the Avera from the Chalais, even though there's only one system of Kedushin. So I would be inclined to think that if it's two totally different averis and one's a bar chiyuva and one's not, and they have no shaykhis in the avera, just coincidental.
But either averim is usher for kedushin. Kedushin itself is usher because of either one.
It's a very nice coincidental, but they have nothing to do. One's listed in sefer mitzvahs and mitzvah lamed, and one's in mitzvah kufdeis.
But how's the kedushin chal?
So because you split. You split the kedushin. For sure the kedushin.
The kedushin definitely be chal. The kedushin is not a question.
Right. Typhus holds kedushin's chal. That's typhus holds. You split the aver and the kedushin.
For the kain, he would hold the kedushin's chal
yes,
also.
That's for sure. That's no shaila. Typhus holds that we split the aver and the chalais kedushin. Now the shaila is legabi the avera do we split. But the kedushin is definitely chal. Anyway, so the only thing I would like to say, but this is just for fun. This is not necessarily a serious statement, but since we're allowed to have fun, is it could be that you could make that answers the question. There's a famous Chofetz Chaim kasha on this taisis, which everybody asks, and that is that there's no hemshach in taisis. Kasha, first time it's discussed this idea of lifnei yiver. Why don't we say the Yisrael is a bar chayuva because of lifnei yiver? And then Taivis jumps to a whole new point, which has no connection, my nafkamina, between the two manda amars, because since you're not loike with the kedushin, so there's no nafkamina. So it has absolutely no connection. First, he's discussing what makes you considered a bar chayuva, why you're not defined as a bar chayuva. And then he just is bothered by why should there be a nafkamina? Because whether shlichus is chal or not, there's anyway no malchus.
Rebbe saying his second question, it would happen regardless of his first, whether it was first answer?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with his first question. The second question has nothing to do with anything. The second question is just a question. The Gemara says it's a nafkamina if the shlichus is chal or not chal. But there's no halachic nafkamina because it's either way, there's no malchus. So that's the stamakasha on the Gemara. So maybe you could say, based on if you would say what I'm saying is true, so then you could say like this, that the cloud, Taifis starts out with assuming that we make this split, that we say you're a shlichus legabi this, legabi the maisa, not legabi the chalot. So even though that we know that agabis are possible, but what where in the world does Taivis get to assume agabi to ask a kasha? It's like a little funny. So don't say the agabi and don't ask a kasha. That's good. So that's Taivis's answer. But if you're not a shliach for the maisa, you're not a shliach for the chalais. But why did Taivis in his kasha assume that if you're not a shliach for the maisa, you can be you're not a shliach for maisa for chalais? Like, it's so pashut that you make it a gabi. And Taivis asks that as a kashtas. Forget the pashtas should be that you don't make a gabi. So we could say like this, and Taivis asks a kasha, Taina Chinami. Taivis' starting point was that there is no gab, that we don't say the gabis. And if you're a bar chayuva, the gabi one thing, then it kills the shlichas and it kills everything. And therefore, Taivis asks the kasha by lifnei yiver should kill everything. Taivis goes ahead and answers. I don't know if it really fits into his lashon so well that it doesn't kill. Because so Gufa, the havana of his answer, which I admit doesn't fit necessarily so great in his words, doesn't seem to be emphasizing it, is that we say it agabi. Then Taivis says, oh, wait a second. If you're going to tell me you're saying a gabi, so then you then it should come out the Kedushin's chal. If the Kedushin's chal, then there's no nafkamina. So and for Taivis, there's still a nafkamina because it's there's a malchus if you do the bia. Second answer is, even though I said the gabi, bye. If they either, but as far as the kedushin being chal, I won't say the gabi, because this the gabi is a harder the gabi, and this I don't say, and the second answer is that the kedushin is not chal. Okay.
Can Rebbe repeat the steps? Does Rebbe have enough time?
Yeah, I can repeat the steps. Sure, another time in the world. St. Tovia's starting point was that you don't say the garbage.
So what was his question?
Therefore, then? His starting point was that if there's any bar chiyuva, then it kills the entire shlichus.
So then what's his question?
Tovia's question was from Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, you're a bar chiyuva to gabi Lifnei Iver. Since you're a bar chiyuva for Lifnei Iver, so it should kill the entire shlichus.
That's his answer already, though.
Wait. No, that's his avodah. When David says Avagad the Oyver Misham Lifnei Iver.
No, but before that, Tosfos says
I'm up to there. I'm starting from there. I'm sorry, my Tosfos starts from there. Avagad the Oyver Misham Lifnei Iver. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha that since you're Oyver on Lifnei Iver, therefore that should make you a Bar Chiyuva. And once you're a Bar Chiyuva, then you can't be the Shlichus, can't be Chalig Abi anything. That's Tosfos's Kasha. So even though if you can't be a Bar Chiyuva, so you can't be a shliach, even a gabi, the iser of lo sigach. And for Tosfos, which I admit doesn't fit so well into the lashon, that even though you're a bar chiyuva and a gabi and if they iver, but if they iver, that doesn't affect the shlichus of lo yigach, because as far as that's concerned, you're not a bar chiyuva. And therefore, with a gabi, what you're a bar chiyuva, there's no shlichus. And a gabi, what you're not a bar chiyuva, there is shlichus.
He says specifically
I want to repeat. Then Tzivah says, aha, im Daimar, now that you're a Daim Mechadish, sometimes in the Hampshire, you just went ahead and was Mechadish. That you go ahead and you say the gabis. So then it should come out that we do another gabi. We also make legabi, that legabi, the Avera, you're not a shliach, and legabi, the Chalais Kedushin, you are a shliach.
Oh, come on, that's much tighter together.
That you can make the same legabi. So therefore,
it's not the same.
It was that now that's the Hemshech. That we say legabi, so you should make this legabi also. So David gives the first tarot that there's Malchus. And David's second tarot is, and I'm glad everybody Melzer thinks it's Pashim because I'm not so sure I hear it so clearly.
No, the Havamina doesn't make sense.
David's second tarot is that even though I said before that we say the Gabis, there are not all the Gabis are equal. So even though we're going to split that the Gabi, if they either it kills the Shlichus. And the Gabi, the Yikach, it doesn't kill the Shlichus. But when you come to
Menaya Bay within the Seira and
the Chalais Kedushin, there we don't say the Gabi. And if you're not a Shliach, the Gabi, the Avera, you're also not a Shliach, the Gabi, the Chalais.
But Rebbe said in the very beginning.
That would be the movement of Tysus.
But Rebbe said in the very beginning of Tysus, he holds
Legabi. I wouldn't write that down.
The end timer, he holds Legabi. And then he limits Legabe.
I'm trying to claim, maybe it's a little bit up in Derek Haptopo. The reason why we saw Tovis in the Yomtomer held in Legabe, because when Tovis asked the Kasha, my Nafkalina, at that point, he's clearly holding a Legabe.
Right. So at that point,
he's there in Legabe. So I'm trying to say, in order to explain the Hemsha, that he only got to be Mechadish, and he held in Legabe. Once he gave his answer in the step before, because that would explain the Hemshech. We're bothered by no Hemshech in Tysus. That's a Chabetz Chaim question. There's no Hemshech. So now there's a Hemshech, because if Tysus was Guba Mechadesh, that we say the Gabi, so then there's a good Hemshech.
But that is very first Tysus
time on his own is just assuming without any Raya, that we say in the Gabi, which makes it, there's two problems in Tovis. One is that Tovis is, there's no Hemshech, and two is that Tovis is Avamina is very fluky. Like, why does Tovis assume that we say in the Gabi, don't say in the Gabi, and don't have a question? So where does Tovis get to go ahead and assume that we say in the Gabi? So, but now it's very good because we're saying that Tovis had a Raya. Tovis has a Raya that we say, Tovis has a raya that we say the Gabi from the fact that the Lifnei Iver doesn't kill the Shlichus. So when Tovis asks, so that answers both kashas with one blow. The Hemshech is because Tzivus and his Hamina would have said that you don't say the Gabi. And Tzivus has a Raya from Lifnei Yiver that we do say the Gabi. And that's why he asks his Gasha, because he has a Raya that we do say the Gabi. It's not Stam a weak Gasha. It's not like his second answer is so Pashit that you don't say the Gabi. His second answer is very difficult because he brought a Raya that you don't say the Gabi. Okay, I'm going to excuse myself. I have to run to avoid me. Okay, so
tell me the Rabbeinu Peretz now.
Yeah, but I do have to run. I'm sorry. I have to run.